Good morning. Welcome to this beautiful morning. If any of you came up Peoria, almost couldn't get here. One of those out there busy paving and doing road work and what have you, but that's neither here nor there. Bo, do you remember mood rings? Yeah, I'm asking Bo. This is dating a lot of us. You know that. Bo, they used it when we were in high school, thereabouts, whatever. You could buy these mood rings, and it would change color depending upon your mood. It was really, I had one for years and years. I went to look for it the other day, and I lost it. I don't know how I feel. I can take this off there. Had a bit of a sore throat this week. I'm assuming it's from allergies. Does anybody else have battles with allergies? All right, well, that's you to you too. On the back of the bulletin, some of the things going on are pretty normal routine as we're working our way through the summer. Beautiful morning to start. Are there announcements that we need to make for the good of the order? Michael, Debbie Gunther is our mission chairperson, and she has a reminders for us.
Good morning. This Tuesday is September's crop fundraiser. It's at Just Grow on Buckley and Iliff. 11 to closing, and I just got materials, so I'll be talking regularly about the crop walk. The crop walk this year is October 15th at Triple Creek Trailhead. The walk will, registration's at 1:30, and the walk is at 2, so I'll be asking for donations and such for that. And anybody and everybody that wants to walk with me.
Thank you. Walkers or sponsors of walkers, be aware that's just a way for us. They do a walk to help us, remind us of our opportunities to be missional in our world. Other announcements for the good of the order. I don't see any others. We are set. The morning is beautiful. We are off to go. Let's stand, wave hello to one another, and let's turn to our call to worship.
If you'll join me in the call to worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. The Lord God gives light. All who draw near share the light. The Lord offers gifts to all who earnestly draw near. The Lord brings gifts of peace, of forgiveness, of shalom, of joyous living. Lord God, bless all those who trust you. Bless us to celebrate you day by day. Now, if you'll join me in hymn number 390, Forgive Our Sins as We Forgive. It's one we haven't done very often, and Barbara's going to run through it first, just so you all get an idea of what the melody is.
Forgive you, heart of stone.
may be seated. Now I'm going to read the scripture for today, which is Psalm 103, verses 8 through 20. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him. For he knows how we were made. He remembers that we are dust. As for mortals, their days are like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it and is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keeps his covenant and remembers to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you, his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, obedient to his spoken word. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Miss Diana. By way of prayer concerns, on the back of the bulletin, you see a list of prayers that are continuing with our family. We need to lift those. Hold Don Boyles, especially in your prayers. He's struggling with depression. Give him peace. Give him knowledge. Give him faith. Give him strength. We want to lift the people of Libya. At one point, kind of one of our arch nemeses with the evil leader that helped rebel the Arab Spring. Flooding, killing over 10,000 people. I haven't heard the latest number, but a massive unmaintained dam gave way and flooded. Huge loss of life. Incredible numbers. We'll lift all of those who are in harm's way and who are struggling. Do you know others who need our prayers, especially this morning? Prayers of concern. We are in a blessed place. We are a blessed people. Any of us not getting enough to eat? Any of us getting too much to eat? To share our prosperity, to be aware of those others, to be aware of those who are struggling, who are living in tents in different parts of the world where earthquakes have occurred, where there are struggles and where they need our help. You know that UM Corps, the United Methodist Committee on Relief, is present in those places, was there on the instant of things occurring and continues. So if you have given to a special cause, you're welcome to do so. Some people say give to the Red Cross. I have heard good and bad things about the Red Cross. I know they do a lot of good work. I knew they do, but I know that UM Corps is administered by the clergy who are there, who receive no compensation, but know the needs of their communities. And so your giving through UM Corps is a gift, and a gift of our connectional system. Any prayers of concern? By way of celebration, this is a busy week, according to my calendar. Gracie Armstrong is 4. Will and Colleen Blake celebrating an anniversary of 31 years on Tuesday. Is that right? All right. Do I need to call Will and remind him, Colleen?
Okay. Just taking care of each other, you know how we are. I have Marjorie Nuss down for a birthday on Wednesday. Finau celebrating a birthday on Thursday, is that true? She's not saying much, but you know, happy birthday, young lady. Mike Mitchell celebrating a birthday on Thursday. Sunny Dawson celebrating a birthday on Friday. Kiana Ryder celebrating a birthday on Friday. Ahi celebrating a birthday, 30 years for your little boy? Little boy? Happy birthday to him. Others, other birthdays, I don't have any other anniversaries of record. Jim Littaw, are you claiming that you have an announcement or are you just listening? I didn't get it, Michael. Repeat.
Hello.
There you go.
Testing. Today's my dad's birthday.
Your dad's birthday? I didn't have him on my list, my friend, but happy birthday to your dad. We're glad
he's
your dad.
He's on God's list.
Happy birthday. Thank you. Others, any other special announcements, special celebrations? Those mile markers in our life, those places that God is with us and God celebrates. And we have one person in our midst that was very faithful for us for a while, and then she just sort of dropped off the edge of the world. Actually, she dropped off the eastern edge of the continent. Miss Sydney, we're glad to have you back with us and bringing some culture back to the West here. Glad to have you with us. She said she's enjoying life, but that school is tough. So good for you. Good for you for being in the midst of that. Any others? Any other announcements that we need to make? We want to give thanks to all those who have been taking care of things and flowers and all the different things around the church. We are a vital and capable church offering Christ. We celebrate with people who are joining us online. I continually get correspondence from various people who join us virtually. Our ministry is growing beyond our walls in an interesting way, isn't it? God is good. And all the time, God is good. Let's join in our unison prayer. You find it printed in your worship bulletin or on the screen. Lord God, we thank you, God, that you do not will affliction or grief for us, but are with us in all the circumstances of our lives, in joy and in sorrow, in laughter and in tears, in abundance and in the time of need. We thank you that Christ flows into our lives and that through Christ our comfort overflows. Help us to be a people who embrace the life you give, a people who root themselves in your life-giving word and who are open to the refreshing waters of your Spirit. Lord, hear our prayer. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, we gather together with you, inviting you to participate in this worship with us in your house. Guiding us through your all-knowing love and your unfailing spirit of growth, that we might be the people you call us to be. Lord, as we gather this morning, we give you thanks for the opportunities of fellowship, the opportunities to connect with peoples of all different backgrounds, of different languages, of different origins, of different countries, of different belief systems, of different hearts and minds, but all gathered and focused upon Christ, who leads us and shows us the way. We give you, Lord, thanks for this land and for the land of the free, a place for the opportunities, a place for freedom and diversity, a place of sharing one with another the bounties that you have offered to this world. As we are about celebrating the riches that you have showered upon us, Lord, remind us to be the people that Christ calls us to be. People reaching out and helping others, reaching beyond our walls, reaching to all persons, those who travel with us on the same path, and our enemies and those who struggle against us. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you for your Spirit, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that guides us and inspires us and lifts us, that sustains us at all times. With your word, with the love of Christ, with your Spirit. Lord God, hear us as we come and gather in your name. Hear us as we offer up the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for your offerings, your gifts, gifts of prayers, gifts of prosperity, all of the ways that you celebrate us. Barbara's going to lift up every step of the way.
It's a custom in our church to stand for the reading of the New Testament. I really feel bad in asking you to do this because you're just going to sit down again in 2 seconds. It's a very short one this week. From Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 22. Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, Not 7 times, but I tell you, 77 times. The word of the Lord.
All right, remain standing if you will. I'm going to invite Stephanie and the kids to come forward. We're going to do our vacation. And Holly, come lead us. Our vacation Bible school song, a little bit of aerobic exercise and waking us up. You might pay a close attention. The vacation Bible school is from Group Publishing based in Loveland, Colorado, and the kids are from Loveland. You'll notice that some of them are not really going all the way to Thailand, but it's at the Denver Zoo's elephant exhibit. You'll see the juxtaposition of Thailand and the Denver Zoo. So let's turn to our forever love. Go.
You're watching Live Free Kids. That was my
Change to raise your eyes to see the one who gave us all.
Yeah. Thank you, young ladies. You did a great job. All right, you can sit down. Wipe the sweat off your brow. Sit back and recognize that you've done your aerobics for the morning. Get your heartbeat going a little bit. I was watching the new Richard actually caught us last week. I had completely forgotten. It was September 10th last week, and he reminded us that September 11th was the next day. I had forgotten. I had completely missed that. Over the course of the week, we saw some highlights, some remembrances. They weren't an anniversary of a specific number of years, so they weren't quite as graphic as they have been over the years. But we remember back, and we remember back to that time, and we can remember and recall all that happened, where we were, and how it has changed our world. It's intriguing to note that the lectionary, without any planning except God's divine grace, that moments of remembrance is tied together with lectionary referring to forgiveness. Forgiveness. That's part of what's going on there. The scriptures are reflecting on this. How many times do we forgive someone? Seven times? Now, you know, in the biblical world, some numbers have different meanings. Seven was the whole thing. How many days are there in a week? Seven is the full number. Seven is complete. 12 is another one of those. 12 is all sorts of things. But Jesus says not just seven times. Seven times seven. Or 77. It depends on how you translate the passage. I'm not enough of a scholar, Greek scholar, to understand the nuances. But some scholars say it's 70 times seven times. Now, if you're going to try and count the number of times you're forgiving somebody, you might have already lost. You might have already lost that battle. But we need to pause and reflect on September 11th and holy moments of remembrance, of ringing of bells, of naming of names. And that's all right. But 22 years ago began a brief period of time of reaction. Do you recall the tenor of our nation? Anger. Calls for vengeance. Calls for revenge. Calls for payback. Calls for hatred. And some deep senses of resentment. Be aware. Be aware of scriptures today reflecting upon forgiveness. This past week, I understand President Biden traveled to Vietnam. Did you see that on the news? And Vietnam is becoming a tourist destination. I know one of our world travelers, Rich Schneer, have you guys ever made it to Vietnam yet, Richard? Okay, if you didn't hear that, he has been to Thailand, but they have not been to Vietnam. So that area, you understand some. But I can't help wondering about some of the Vietnam veterans, and they're traveling back there with memories and with grace. That was not a good time. That was not a time of collegiality, of appreciation, of understanding. And now, through 50 years of time, we have mellowed. We have learned forgiveness instead of anger and revenge. I know some who have not. I know some who have not forgotten, who have not given up the rage, the anger inside. And it breaks my heart to see them, because they're like people with an awful cancer that's eating them away from inside. And that's what it is. Hatred is like a cancer that destroys us, that diminishes us, that gradually and steadily sucks the life out of us, leaving us empty hulks. God's grace of forgiveness is a cure for that cancer. And those who experience it experience God's love. What a gift. What a gift. Forgiving someone who sins against us. Now, there's a big difference between forgive and enabling someone. Enabling is another thing, and it's one of those psychotherapeutical terms, but it means allowing someone to do it over and over again. So forgiveness really needs to be about a true attempt to change, a true forgiveness from the heart. And we can't always be the judge of that, but we need to recognize when forgiving something is not helping that person, but actually enabling them to remain in a destructive pattern. Tough times, but through the Holy Spirit, through the love of God and the Holy Spirit, we can achieve those sorts of things. Jesus said, if they are truly asking for forgiveness, truly seeking to change, forgive them. The Old Testament passage out of Psalms 103, Diana did a great job with that. And it speaks of fearing God. I've had more questions about the phrase, fear the Lord your God, than about any other biblical passage. Any other phrase, fearing God is a sense of, should we be afraid of our Lord? And fearing God is an interesting way of phrasing it. I don't speak Hebrew. But the Hebrew word for fear, as to fear God, is to fear or to revere, to be afraid, but to stand in awe or to be awed, to treat with reverence, honor, and respect, to cause astonishment and awe, to be held in awe. How would you phrase it if you were to try and convey to someone else that we need to give God our allegiance, our trust, our obedience? What words can we use to describe that? Because that's what Psalms is calling. Those who regard God with reverence and awe and understanding, we begin to understand the creator of the universe. We begin to understand and acknowledge God that can see all, that knows all. God that won't be scammed or duped or deceived. God that really knows the rest of the story. That's the Lord God that we stand in awe, in fear of. There's a little bit of tension there if we are honest with ourselves. God knows all, sees all. I don't know about all of you, but there are a few things in my life that I'm not terribly proud of. I could be doing a better job on a few things, and I try to tell myself, well, it doesn't matter. But I know God knows the whole story. And so God and I have some conversations. Do any of you have those sorts of conversations about being honest with ourselves and with our God? But with Jesus Christ, we have come to find not someone so much to fear, but one who loves us unconditionally and draws us forward. I am convinced that it is our stage in human development, in the early phases of God's relationship with humanity, we were pretty primitive. Animalistic, might makes right, the strong kill the weak. There is nothing but just an order of strength and of survival. And somehow we had to get beyond those very primitive pieces of ourselves and come to the next stage of development, which was one of compassion and care and consideration one for another. You can watch it in kids. My kids went through that phase. I remember it. I'm going to tell this story. I don't know if my daughter Sarah is watching on the internet or not, but at some point, we were slicing up dessert, and I was busy trying to get everything ready, and I said, Sarah, you go ahead and cut the pieces. So she cut three pieces, two little pieces, and one very big piece of dessert. And she was very young. This was very, very young. But of course, she quickly scooped the huge piece onto her plate. And the two little plates went for Melissa and me. And I grinned a little bit, and I looked at her, and I said, well, you got to cut them into pieces, so Melissa gets to pick which plate she wants. Right away, Sarah said, wait, let me, and so she redivided the pieces up, and they were incredibly equal. There was a moment of growth there, but that was a point in the development. Sarah is a loving, giving, compassionate, sharing person. But it's a phase of development. Are we in a phase of development that Jesus Christ came to help us move beyond having to live in a relationship of fearing God into one of loving God's love for us? What stage of development are we in as a society? I don't think we're mature yet. I hate to say that, but there is still a vast gulf between the very, very wealthy and the haves, and the very, very poor, the have-nots. There is a gift of compassion and sharing and love that still reverts back to two small pieces and one big piece. And those that have are very happy with what they have, or appear to be, or convince themselves that they are. We need to be careful, too, because we are part of having the prosperity of the nation that most people are struggling to come to. What we have, people want. What we have is good and prosperous. And many other places are not nearly as privileged. We need to be aware. What stage of maturity are we as a people? We are gathered here as worshipers because we put God first in our lives at the very beginning of the week. Sunday's the first day of the week. First thing out of the barrel, we stop and say, Lord, thank you. Now, there are some days, I got to admit, I get up in the morning, I say, good Lord, it's morning. But I try and remember and say, good morning, Lord, it's morning. We are a privileged, blessed few. And we stand more and more in awe of God and do more and more good in the name of God. So think about the moment Simon Peter asking, how often shall we forgive those who trespass against us? Seven times? Not seven, but seven times seven times. Forgive and be blessed by God with that knowledge of your forgiveness and God's Spirit with you in that forgiveness. And may our forgiveness be a gift to those that we forgive that understand that grace. Look up to the Lord God. Give thanks for all that we have. Give thanks for the ways that we can be gifts of God to the world. Amen? Amen. Miss Barbara, if you would come up here, and you don't mind, we're going to sing. This is another, I'm told that this is another one the congregation doesn't know very well. 2080 Out of the Faith We Sing. Diana's going to help us. All I Need Is You. And we're not talking about the Beatles version. We're talking about a celebration of God. Stand if you will.
Are the Broncos playing today?
Yeah.
At what time?
2:25.
So you got a little time, and we're out a little bit early, which is there's a gift for us. Amen. Huh? Yeah. So time to go out into the world and be the Christians that we are, that through God's grace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, be blessed to offer Christ to all we meet. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Join hands. Let's sing our closing.